AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Secret Service chief resigns. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News has just learned that the Secret Service head, Kimberly Cheadle, is stepping down. She testified for 5 hours on Capitol Hill yesterday about security lapses during the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Here's ABC News chief law and justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
Cheadle saying a local SWAT team spotted the gunman on the roof of that warehouse about 18 minutes before Trump took stage.
Why was he allowed to take the stage with a suspicious person having been identified in the crowd?
If the detail had been past information that there was a threat, the detail would never have brought the former president out onto stage.
And that the Secret Service received between 2 and 5 alerts about a suspicious person.
Cheadle had told ABC's Pierre Thomas she would not be stepping down. Again, to repeat, now she is the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, resigning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. Her Milwaukee whistle stop is her first time on the stump since rising to the top of the Democratic ticket Sunday.
We are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
That's Harris yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Nearly all of Wisconsin's delegates are lining up behind Harris. 2 people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A key program that helps Wisconsinites facing food insecurity is set to expire. SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps millions of families. It's part of the Farm Bill, which expires in September. Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is 1 in 8 people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
Republicans and Democrats are at odds over a provision that allows the White House to make changes to SNAP without congressional approval. And lawmakers only have 2 more weeks in session before recess in August. And after nearly 50 years in business, A1 Furniture and Mattress is closing. It's been family-owned here in Madison since 1980. They once had 2 locations, one on the west side off the Beltline near Todd Drive and another on Stoughton Road. There are closing sales all week at the east side store. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willie Adames in the 8th, the Brewers held to just 5 hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for 2 of the 3 runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 80. And some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, 1/2 inch to 1 inch or more. Not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The idea of selecting the Democrat Party's nominee because George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard. That is not how it works. That is a threat to democracy, not the Republican Party, which is fighting for democracy every single day.
Aw, buyer's remorse candidate J.D. Vance. Aw, bombing after his Diet Mountain Dew joke. Bombed. Yeah, just, if in doubt, try the Soros thing. Okay. Sorry, got to carry him to term.
That's awesome.
I'm enjoying, just, you know what? We deserve this. Take every, just enjoy every level of this, every level of their freak out, all of it, because it, look who's here. Look, my happy clappy friend is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled yeah. into one human. JoJo from Jers, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights.
JoJo. Yeah. Hi, my sister from another mister. Hi.
Hi, Steph.
You have been the exact same ball of emotions I have on Threads and Twitter. I'm just like, yes, 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 retweet, retweet. I mean, what a 48 hours. We're in the middle of a political earthquake, aren't we?
Yeah, and a tsunami on top of it, and maybe wildfires and locusts. And yet somehow Care Bears are also in the mix, and I just don't understand. But I'm going to roll with it right now, and I'm going to put it all on social media every minute of the day.
Right, every, I mean, I think you reacted the same way I did to just, everything that shows up, the bridge, you know, this is the Joe Biden infrastructure project, the bridge to tomorrow, you know, just all of it is making me cry. The phone call. Oh, with him saying, I'm watching you, kid, I love you. I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, know.
Yeah. Just take us through your, you know, cycle of emotions when you heard this Sunday and to where we are today.
So, you know, Sunday for me was a real, like, his statement came out and I just said, whoa, I needed a minute. Yeah. I needed to just try to process this because, as you know, I get accused a lot of being, you know, a bit of a Biden stan, and I said the man smelled like hot chocolate in the middle of a snowstorm night, and I got owned for that, but it's okay because it's true. And so, like, some part of me was like, I don't understand, and then how could it be? And then you're like, oh, he's endorsed Kamala, and it's like, okay, that's good, because then we have a plan, and then I was like, okay, I'm all on board for Kamala, and then every 5 seconds I'd be like, but Joe, but what about Joe? I'm not going to just be able to, it's like you're when you're pregnant with your second kid, and you're like, how am I ever going to love them as much as my first kid? And then they come along, and you're like, but I, but, oh, I, don't even know where that thought came from. But and then at night, I'm like, it's Joe. And it's all of them. It's all of
I'm
them.
A childless non-cat lady, so I can't relate to the kids. But anyway.
Sorry, you're just not connected to this country. Sorry, Steph. It's just
I have no stake in America because I haven't procreated.
Right.
Yeah, but no, you're absolutely right. You tweeted, Joe Biden has decided for the good of the country to leave the White House without seeking a second term. Donald Trump incited an attack on our Capitol because he refused to leave the White House after he was denied a second term. Any questions? Nope. No questions. And you further said Joe Biden's a true American patriot. I'm trying to process my emotions right now, but there's one thing of which I'm certain, and that is I've been incredibly honored to call him my president. Joe, I just started crying off the top of the show today. I cried Sunday. I feel like I'm not going to be able to see him anywhere, anytime. I think we're having a hard time processing the level of patriotism this man has and selfless devotion, you know, to this country. And how he has united the party. This is extraordinary. She reached the delegates last night. We've never, ever, no candidate in history has seen this.
Doesn't it feel like a movie script when before it felt like, you know, the writers were drunk and they needed to just go home and go to bed and wake up and have a, you know, greasy breakfast. And now you're like, oh, but wait, there's this wonderful turn. And it's like, look, he's the hero. You know, he stepped aside. It's the stark contrast between him and this selfless act of country first versus the man who literally incited an attack to stay in the office. Biden is stepping away from seeking re-election for. Yeah. It's really like a movie script. Like, you'd be like, wow, this is a great movie. I wish it wouldn't be over.
I'm not sure I anticipated the level of they're losing on the right from Trump to Fox on down. They just don't know. I mean, Kamala Harris is literally their worst nightmare, and they do not know how to process what has happened, right? They were all rooting for, thought there'd be chaos and division, but that's why President Biden did this perfectly and elegantly and just unbelievably. I mean, just Jedi Master, right?
Right, and you're right, and it speaks to his lifetime of public service and how intuitive he is about what is actually best for the American people. I will say this till the day that I die. I believe that he was the right man for the job in 2020. Yeah. I believe that he did what he needed to do, and he did incredible things and consequential things. But I also think that there's such a strength to knowing when it's time to bow out and pass the torch. And imagine how selfless you have to be when we're talking about the office that is the presidency of the United States of America. And when you look at how people are rallying, there's a new poll right now, CBS. Kamala has opened up a 62-37 lead on Donald Trump among young voters.
Yeah.
This
you
is
can
huge.
Feel it. You yeah, can you can. Tweeted, I read your tweet earlier. You can feel it. She is going, he is going to be responsible for giving us the first black woman president. He was responsible for the first black woman on the Supreme Court. He served the first black president so unbelievably and loyally. I mean, we will never be able to repay the debt of gratitude we owe to Joe Biden.
No. And the way he has brought every different desperate part of this coalition back together in this one act of selflessness and patriotism, like all the people who were out there making all the noise and disagreeing and fighting over who, you know, is it going to be unicorns and rainbows on the ticket, or is it going to be SpongeBob?
Is it going to be unicorns that fart glitter, or is it going to be little mice in feety pajamas on toadstools? Who will be the candidate?
Right, and now you look around, they're all together.
Yeah,
we've got the far left and like the center left and all the, you know, the Latinos and Clyburn's brought the Black Caucus and women. And it's just it's beautiful.
It's amazing. It really is. Yeah, it's and you just said, holy, not only is Donald Trump the first convicted felon, first adjudicated rapist, presidential nominee in our country's history, is also the oldest. So old. He's so old. He's too old to be president. I can't believe that they made that the issue of this campaign, and now they're like, what's that biting me in the ass? What's back there?
Right.
You said another woman is about to give Donald Trump the spanking he asked for him, only this time he's not going to enjoy it. See, that's funny. You're funny like that, you saucy little minx.
I'm saucy. Doesn't like a spanking, though.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, I just can't imagine he's going to debate. Who's at the door? Okay. Sean, you want to go see who's out there? Okay, hi. I don't know who's there. What was I asking you?
Oh, the debate.
Do you think he's going to debate? I just can't imagine. She will make mincemeat out of him.
Oh, it would be glorious. I mean, like you said, she's his worst nightmare. Yeah. She's a former prosecutor. She's a black woman. This is a racist, rapist, adjudicated rapist, yeah. criminal, convicted felon, going up against someone 59 years old to his 78, by the way.
Yeah.
Someone who can literally still dance and not just whatever this one
not,
is.
Not the double handy J's? Yeah. She knows more dances. Yeah.
Right? She would mop the floor with him, just like she did with Mike Pence.
A political source tells Politico Trump is unlikely to debate Kamala Harris, saying he will likely call her an illegitimate candidate. That's already what they're trying. Like, they got actually talking about grasping for straws. That was Sean Hannity last night. She'll take away your straws. She'll take away your plastic straws. I'm like, you literally are grasping at straws.
It's okay. You can control my uterus, but just get me those straws.
You know, Charlie Pierce tweeted, he is so scared. And she said, am I wrong? Are Republicans handling this very badly? I just heard another Republican this morning on TV, Joe, say, oh, she was a DEI hire. I'm like, keep it up, mother. Because we are already so energized on our side, right?
Thanks
salon people. Right. Yeah, I'll go take care of that. Okay.
And they're slut shaming her too.
Yes.
Oh God.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, that's just we're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about a guy who's been married 3 times and cheated on every one of those wives. The guy who paid a porn star. Like, we're gonna slut shame Kamala because she got, you know, she had a little fun with Montel before she was married? Stop.
I know. I can't believe how loud the dog whistles have gotten. Kellyanne Conway literally said she doesn't speak well and she doesn't work hard. I'm like, why don't you just scream lazy N-word? It's just, wow. I think they have no idea, Joe, like you were tweeting about, they have no idea what's coming. Like, I can feel it. You can feel this, like, blue tsunami forming, right?
Yeah, underestimate us to your peril. But also, you know, somebody tweeted yesterday that for young people, that every election has been sort of about fear and about what was, they're going to lose. And all of a sudden, you snap a finger and it's hope. Like Barack Obama brought us
joy,
that hope.
Joy.
Now, right?
Right.
And that's what caused her laugh. They're trying to drag her for her laugh. Her laugh is amazing. And my kids are on TikTok because, you know, I'm a great mom. And they said up until 2 days ago, all they saw were Donald Trump TikToks. And now all they see are Kamala TikToks.
Yeah.
The coconut tree and all that.
What mommy get you for Christmas? Chinese spyware.
The coconut tree stuff is awesome. I love that.
What is that? What's the coconut tree stuff?
She was telling a story about how her mother, who is... from Jamaica, or father is from, one of them is from Jamaica. They said, I didn't just fall out of the coconut tree, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
And
they have to hit me to what all the kids are saying.
Yes. And okay. So now everybody's sending like emojis of a coconut in a tree.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I love Charlie Pierce. We couldn't find him this morning, but he wrote a piece. President Biden played the news of leaving the race and endorsing VP Harris perfectly. I mean, seriously, Joe, could not have. And Charlie, I never thought would quote Love Boat, but he started his piece, Love, Exciting and New. Just about everybody has come on board now. Democrats just don't do stuff like this. That's what we were saying. We're like, Democrats in array? It's amazing, right?
Yeah, and that's where his power lies, right? Like, that's what he was able to do in 2020 as well, and look what he's done now.
Yep.
It's really magical.
I love this. Charlie said the only harsher of the mellows are the open convention types who've been deprived of the West Wing cosplay of their dreams and the Republicans who've completely lost as whatever left of their minds. You know, I was saying, I think he wrote about, I don't know who it was, one of the last, of course, like Michael Moore saying, oh yeah, no, you should write in Whitmer or something. Like, I'm just like, everybody stop. This is what Joe Biden has done, is put a stop to this stupid fantasy football, right?
Right.
And the people that just want the chaos of an open convention.
Exactly. And that doesn't benefit anybody but Donald Trump. And that was what the problem was in the beginning. And you know, the cooler heads were out there saying, look, if Joe Biden says it's time for him to step aside, he'll tell us. He knows what's best. And we'll listen to him and hopefully he'll endorse someone, which he did. And he did the right thing. And wow, have we just run with it? And yeah, be quiet. If you're still out there, stop it. And please don't pat yourselves on the back either.
Can I just say this is the best description of Stephen Miller's freak out on Fox News that we just talked about, Joe? Charlie said there's no better example of GOP GOP panic than the fact that Stephen Miller, one-time second runner-up in his town's Joseph Goebbels look-alike contest, has become every first grader who ever lost a game of chutes and ladders. It's no fair. Daddy.
It's not fair.
But we filled out circles. We filled out circles, Dad.
So much whining. Stop whining. All right.
Snap out of it.
We have JoJo from Jurors for the hour. Very exciting. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
I love protein.
That's my show pony. Oh, look, Chris wore white today, which means you can see he's got his party hats out for Kamala Harris. He is ready for Kamala.
Oh my God.
Look at those nips. Oh my goodness.
Sexual harassment.
It's a woman's world now. Okay. Work it, beefcake. All work right. it. Right. Okay. Power Life High Impact Protein. We love it. I use the plant protein. Chris does the whey protein. Yeah. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps
chocolate.
You slim down. Yeah.
Chocolate.
I like strawberry and vanilla. Uh-huh. Sometimes I mix them.
I like chocolate and then putting peanut butter in it.
Oh, my God.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Tony Horton, the creator of P90X, discovered HMB, this high impact protein. And I'm telling you, he looks and feels amazing at 65 now. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%, get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's free. Freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Set it off on the left.
Yeah, we are. Chris,
what?
Who said of the Democrats' nomination of Kamala Harris, this is as full a frontal attack on American democracy as we've ever seen in the history of America's major political parties?
Mayor McCheese.
No, that was Baby Goebbels, Stephen Miller.
Oh. Kind of looks like Mayor McCheese.
Jojo, as we said, we quoted Mark Elias earlier. He said, there is absolutely no basis for any legal challenge, period. He said, before the media gets cranking on this latest, you know, trying to make it, he said, this, the Democratic nominee will be on all 50 state ballots. This is not, first of all, all the people in the primary voted for Biden-Harris. And right. President Biden said, I would like to release my delegates. I would like Kamala Harris. They didn't have to. The delegates didn't have to. But they voted. They voted for Kamala. She last night, not 24 hours later, practically reached the number of delegates. So, yeah. You know, just because they don't like it doesn't mean it's not fair or illegal or any of that.
Right, but this is also the party that likes to cheat, and then they know they have the Supreme Court, and then they'll be like, ooh, rule on that? Yeah, maybe. Give us a few minutes. Like, that's the problem. I don't think that they have a leg to stand on, but they don't seem to need any legs lately.
Yeah.
They're just like,
yeah.
Mike Johnson is out there threatening this all day yesterday on TV, saying, you know, we're going to have some litigation, and that I don't count any of them out. I don't give them any credit for not doing the worst things possible.
And this is a party that tried to overthrow democracy. They're saying that we overthrew democracy. No, this process is completely within the rules. Mm-hmm. By the way, here's J.D. Vance. Real quick. They're buyer's remorse candidate.
It is the weirdest thing to me. Democrats say that it is racist to believe. Well, they say it's racist to do anything.
No, not that one. That's the one. That's his Mountain Dew bomb.
Right.
12.
Oh. Yeah.
I was told I was going to get to debate Kamala Harris, and now President Trump's going to get to debate her.
Well.
I'm kind of pissed off about that, if I'm being honest with you.
By the way, you were saying I think you threaded about he wants women to stay in abusive marriages, but he's too scared to debate.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, suck it up, Mom. I know you got that right hook to the face the other day, but do it for the kids. That's real good for them. Don't you know that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I can't debate Kamala. That. No. Yeah.
Don't you love that? Don't you love this that they're already speculating about replacing him? That's how. And I'm like, no.
I mean,
you got to carry him to term. Sorry.
When you make Ted Cruz look likable by comparison.
And he looks like
it looks like a DMV waiting room look like somewhere you want to be.
He looks like a talking bearded clam. What?
Hey!
You know what I mean.
You can't say that on radio.
Yes, I can. Laverne in Chicago, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Wanted to ask, are you a little bit concerned that former President Obama
Schumer and Jeffries haven't endorsed Kamala yet?
No, I am not. I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. I didn't see the time. Laverne, no, because Pelosi has endorsed, right. And the reporting is Jeffries and Schumer will be, you know, probably they may be spacing them out. Yeah. I don't know.
Obama has a history of not endorsing anyone until they actually get the nomination.
Yeah, which will, Jamie Harrison said this morning, be August 7th when it's all official. So we shall see. 29 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jers.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Harris is holding her first campaign event as her party's presumptive nominee today in Milwaukee. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is big for Badger fans. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall this season. Last season, it was available for fans at basketball and hockey. We're talking beer, wine, and other prepackaged drinks like hard seltzers. Now, after decades without booze at the stadium, Badger fans have adapted. The pregame culture is strong here. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says people will only be able to buy two drinks at a time, and anyone who appears under 40 will have to scan their ID. And if you haven't registered to vote in next month's primary, there are deadlines coming up. Tomorrow is the last day you can register online or by mail. There are options after that, but they may be more time consuming. You'd have to register at your city clerk's office before August 9th, or you could register at the polls on Election Day. It's really easy to do. Just head to myvote.wi.gov. This is a partisan primary on August 13th, and everyone will be voting on two amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 80. And some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more. Not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery with Mike McCabe.
We'll be talking about who's going to save the nation, millennials or Gen Zers.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
was elected as vice president, before I was elected as United States Senator, I was the elected Attorney General, as I've mentioned, of California, and before that I was a courtroom prosecutor. In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type, and in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his.
Ready for Kamala? Who's in? Utah's told an adorable story about your 11-year-old daughter, who is a potty mouth just like her mother.
Oh, I don't know where she possibly gets it from. I can't imagine. Where? Who, me?
Isn't it? Yeah. But I have to tell you, I'm just anecdotally from friends on social media, people are talking about how excited their kids are. It's not just you. I mean, can you tell the story, but don't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, I won't drop the F-bomb, but she's here, so she could verify it if she wanted to, because okay. The trolls are like, there's no way that's true. Yeah, I the news broke. I was out for a walk trying to sweat off my COVID fever, and I came home. My daughter was in the shower, and I was really sad and trying to process it, and I said, Abby, Joe Biden's he's dropped out of the race. He's left the race, and she pulls the shower curtain. She goes, what? Oh, no. She's like, well, who's going to run now? And I said, Kamala. And she goes, yes!
F-yes.
Yes.
Drop that F-bomb.
She said, it rhymes with muck. She said the whole word. And I'm not exactly proud, but I am at the same time.
That is adorable. Oh, mommy's little girl. can I tell you just one of my favorite side stories is Joe Manchin calling Donna Brazile, who is not the current chairman of the DNC, to inquire about any openings and how he might apply for the opening for president.
Right. She has nothing to do with the DNC anymore.
A, not the DNC chair anymore. B, you're not a Democrat. C, off.
No.
I mean, he's like called on Biden to step down and, pass the torch to the next generation. He's 76. Right. After he picks Kamala, he's like, well, what about me? I'm like, you're the what?
You're the same generation as Biden and Trump.
And nobody likes you.
Right.
Oh, my God. And on cue, the news that dead brainworm guy, Bobby Kennedy, held talks with Trump's team about a potential endorsement for a job in Trump's administration. I mean, the Kamala train is going to run over all y'alls. I'm sorry. Train has left the station.
What kind of a job would he get?
Czar of crazy. Yeah. I was telling you, I just buried my dad and my mom with my dad in Arlington, and he's buried right near the Eternal Flame and Bobby Kennedy's grave. And I did go to Bobby Kennedy's grave and just said, could you tell your crazy son to get out of the race before he ends democracy in America? Thanks, Bobby. Sorry to bother you.
Hopefully he'll get right on that, because all of the entire family is like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to so many people want to talk to you, want to say, hey, let's go to, where is this? Bill in Jersey. You're on with your JoJo, your homegirl. Hello, Bill.
Bill's not there, man.
Bill's not there, man. Or my phone system has betrayed me again. No. Doug in Traverse City, Michigan. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
So great to be listening to you. What a week we've had.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Just a week ago.
I have gone through puberty and menopause again, all over again. I am a mess.
That's
crying
really
happy.
Week right there. My God. I am concerned, however. A little while ago, you played Tay-Tay. You played Queen Bee. But the star power that they had at the RNC, you had Kid Rock. You had Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
We know they've got Kevin Sorbo and Bo Duke just waiting in the wings.
And we only have Taylor Swift and Beyonce so far.
And Charlie XCX.
And that's why I'm concerned. Can you just please assuage my fear and allay my concerns? I guess really the thing I'm also concerned about is if Kid Rock doesn't have anything to do, we're going to see catalytic converter thefts just skyrocket across this country, and that scares the hell out of me. So I just hope, I would love to hear you guys address that, because I know you guys are in touch with
the
true feeling of the American people.
Yes,
thank you, Stephanie.
We are. If anyone has their pulse on the finger on America's pulse, it's JoJo from Jurors, noted potty
That's
mouth.
Me.
Huh?
I mean, it's hard to top Rick Schroeder, but right? We're going to do our best.
I mean, I got to say, that has got to be a sign that, you know, Swifties are putting Kamala Harris speeches. Remember how they organically did that with Obama speeches? That's how all that started. Will I Am putting in all those great. They're already putting Kamala Harris speeches and things into TikTok, you know, into Swiftie TikTok stuff. I mean.
And she's brat.
Yeah.
Brat.
Would you stop trying to make Brat and Fetch happen?
JoJo knows what Brat is.
Well, I do. I do. I'm 7,000 years old, but I have a 14-year-old and 11-year-old, so I kind of have to know what Brat is. And, yeah, so it's like there's a whole new language, but my understanding for the, like, you know, cool kid handbook is that Brat is like, just be yourself, Steph. Right. Like, it's like, let your freak flag fly. Like, yes. Just be who you are, own it. And that is so Kamala. And
Mark Takano was like, don't call Kamala that. And that's like the first time I heard someone called the GOAT. I was like, don't call Nancy Pelosi. That's terrible. Oh, greatest of all time. Okay, got it. GOAT. Okay, GOAT. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And the other the hilarious thing is every artist Trump types to play, the artist is like, no. Cease and desist. Beyonce had just allowed Kamala to use this, to use Freedom. We got the Bayhive and the Swifties and the Brats. Freedom. Oh, God. I am a hot emotional mess. I was mentioning earlier, Joe, and I know you have a daughter, but it said, you know, what did it say? Rosa sat so that Ruby could walk, so that Kamala could run. And it's like all the silhouettes, the shadows. I'm just like, every time I stop crying, I start again. There's, you know, that AI of Kamala with the Statue of Liberty. I mean, yeah.
It feels like, again, that movie script, right? Like, because when I took my kids to vote with me in 2016, I said that they voted. I said, we're going to, you know, elect the first female president in our country's history, put them to bed that night. And I said, we're going to wake up with the first female president in American history, and rights going to prevail. And what a long, strange trip it's been. But wow, wouldn't it be something if they wake up after this election with not only the first female, but the first African-American, first Asian-American.
Yeah, this is what you get for all your racism against Barack Obama and your sexism against Hillary. Guess what? You get shoved up your ass now. Ha ha ha.
Goodness.
And you're not going to like it either, no matter what you do on Grindr in Milwaukee.
No, but seriously, stop making me cry, social media. Oh, my God, right? Like, just the whole, like, there was a picture of Joe Biden that just said, this is what America first looks like. I mean, just, you know, it's so funny, just like this patriotism we're feeling right now, just that we've never been so proud of our party, of our president, our country, just the whole, it's just been an extraordinary few days that we're always going to remember, aren't we?
I think so. I think this is one of those, you know, epic battles between good and evil. And I think that good is having a moment right now. Good's like, yeah, I was down. You had me down for a while. I'll admit it. But you know what Joe Biden says, right? When they knock you down, you get right back up. And I feel like this is good's like, okay, all right. And I'm dusting off my shoulders, putting my dukes up, and I'm ready. And I think the American people feel that. I feel it.
There's so many movie analogies. Can I just say Kamala Harris is Ann Archer in Fatal Attraction. Michael Douglas tried to get the job done. But you know what? He got tired. Ann Archer got the job done. Okay.
Right.
What did I mean by that? Let's go to Kevin in D.C. You're on with Joe.
Good morning. Once again, it's the nonchalantly beautiful one. Good morning.
Mm. Yes, she is.
I have to say, the Sunday when I first heard the news, the first hour or so, I was so out of it. I was with another MOOC. At the time, in fact, and we have to stop talking. But what it changed since then, and I tell you, while I will never be happy with the way I think that, you know, this great man who's went through so many things, horrific things in life that would knock me on my butt with one of them, the fact that it's turned out the way he did, the Democrats are once stumbling into making a lemonade from
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I love the... yeah, and I love the concept.
I would just like to point out that was JoJo from Jer's Dog disrupting the show for once and not mine. Okay, go ahead.
Ruby is parking. I'm so sorry.
And I love the fact that this battle will be, I mean, it writes itself, the prosecutor versus the perpetrator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The felon. You couldn't write this movie script, Kevin. I mean, it's just, it is, she is everything he is afraid of.
Yep.
So who's going to play? I mean, I can just see the dramatic, I mean, at least in part one, where, like you said, it looked like a curveball. We were down and out, and then he resigns dramatically, and she comes in with it. It's almost too good. They would maybe throw out the script that a black woman comes out and beats the racist ass, the sexist racist ass. It's too perfect.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that wanted the Central Park Five executed even after they were exonerated. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's this big load of justice and karma all embodied in one human perfect for this moment, right?
Yeah, and for survivors of rape and abuse, too. I mean, like, that's the thing, that J.D. Vance embodies them choosing someone who endorses abuse and wants to force rape victims to carry their babies to term. And Kamala's like, oh, yeah, I put people like that in prison.
The most misogynistic ticket ever. You're right. Can we start calling her Carmelot as well? Carmela. She's Carmela and Kamala. Kamala. It's karma, right? Karma's coming. Justice is coming. I'm just saying it's all. You know what, Chris? I'll rewrite that. It'll be better tomorrow.
Let's workshop that before we go.
I'm ready for Kamala and Carmelot. Go Carmela.
No, we're going to workshop that before we go go public.
I want a caramello now, though. I don't know why.
Caramello, yes.
Yeah, I can't enjoy the scrambling on their side and their freak out anymore, Joe. It is so. Trump has been on social media 10 times freaking out, focusing much of his attacks on Biden, barely mentioning Harris. He pushed unfounded claims Biden isn't actually recovering from COVID. I don't. So they've got that. I guess that conspiracy theory, which I don't.
He's
the one that's not transparent with his medical stuff,
right.
Not Biden.
Well, like, even if he didn't have COVID,
why would be the point of him saying that was not good for his campaign? Why would he fake having COVID? I don't even get it. Do you?
No. But I try very hard not to be inside Donald Trump's brain or whatever.
Or Stephen Miller's brain. You.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Joe, we talked about this when we first met, and you did. You were so fantastic. Come to Philly Sexy Liberal. And I called you because I just was seeing all these horrible, sexist attacks against you and just horrible mean stuff. And I called you because I just said, I hope you're not, listening to any of this. You were fantastic. You look gorgeous. Like, I think it's, but anyway. My whole point is, like, women supporting other women, that's been the other thing that has been so heartening, like Gretchen Whitmer saying, nope, and not even in for vice president. I want to run, I'm here. I want to run Kamala's campaign in Michigan. I am full-throatedly for her. And that was the other thing that cut all this off at the knees, is all of the people speculated in the fantasy football things immediately said, nope, I'm with her.
Yeah. Yeah, and first of all, I just want to take a second to acknowledge that phone call, because I'm going to get ugly crying. Hold on, take a second to breathe, Joe, because it was, I'm sure everybody who listens to your show, watches your show, knows what an incredible human being you are. I don't need to break news on that. It's just the truth. But you took the time out of your day to call me, this lowly civilian down here.
You're a rock star.
To see if I was okay, because you had seen some of the hate that was lobbed my way. And just that gesture, it just speaks volumes about who you are and what an incredible human being you are, but also how, you do lift up women and support women, and it's not some kind of competition for you.
My point was to tell you, keep going, because what you're doing is obviously effective, because the stuff is really mean and personal, and you are such a beautiful soul inside and out, and you're obviously really getting under their skin, because I've never seen that kind of, just nastiness. And so you're a warrior woman, and I love you. Cool. And so I just wanted but anyway, I just thought, so Gretchen Whitmer insisted she's not going anywhere when she was pressed on whether she'll be on the ticket with Kamala Harris. Michael Moore, in a urged Biden to resign and for Whitmer to partner with Harris. Stand down, fantasy football, open primary people. It's done. It is done. And the only thing that would have imploded this party, Joe, is if they had tried to leapfrog the first black woman vice president to go, oh, no, not her. Right?
1,000%. Talking about Rosa, right? Like, you're really going to make Kamala's in the back of the bus? Like, come on, stop. Thank God we have Joe Biden, again, whose intuition on these things is, unshakable and unquestionable. And he made it very unequivocally clear. I don't care if you want to play these fantasy football games. I'm picking the one who's on my ticket to begin with. Get on the bus, period.
Right.
And I think
Gretchen Whitmer is a smart politician, Joe, and she knows that not two women, not this time. We're trying to do something historic, you know, and it's I'm just, look, we're all as liberal as we can, as they come. And I just think, you know, we can't do two people of color, two women this time. We have to all get behind this historic moment that Joe Biden has really brought us and Kamala Harris. And by the way, women have had enough of your Hillary bull about unlikable and her laugh and whatever. I know Kamala Harris. She is so likable. She's so charming. I love her laugh. It is so joyful. Women have had enough of this, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and it speaks volumes that they don't want women to have joy, right? Like, I know it sounds crazy to say that, but they're like, happy women? No, happiness belongs to us men. And it's like, well, how dare they be happy? But I am so inspired by this moment, too, because if you said it, the ticket right now, it can't be too extreme. It is the bridge we're still building. I mean, this is the bridge to the future. We can imagine all the tickets we can talk about in 2028.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. That's limitless options. But let's build this bridge now, you know, brick by brick, step by step. And let's bring the party and the American people along. We don't need to be, you know, building the Golden Gate overnight.
And I was saying, I think we need to give a big shout out and thanks to AOC, who not only stood in the breach with Biden, you know, along with Bernie and Hillary, but also blew the whistle this weekend that people are trying to push out Harris, too. And that is what would have destroyed our party. And so I think partially her blowing the whistle is what, you know, made people get their together, right?
I agree. And I've been so impressed by her, too. She was steadfast. You know, I had a problem with anybody who wavered because it was like, come on, grow a spine, take a position, you know, say what you mean what you say. And AOC was out there every day saying the same thing. I am not moving unless he says he's leaving. I'm staying with him. And don't you dare try and leapfrog our first black, first female, first Asian vice president. Don't you dare. And they didn't. Thank God they did the right thing. But AOC has blown me away along the way here. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. I think, what's that, Beyonce? Yeah, ladies are getting information. Yeah, we are. Okay. But anyway, just quickly, that was the point of my phone call, too, is I thought, you just posted this beautiful picture of yourself getting ready, and you're all excited to go do Philly Sexy Liberal. And just the amount of, like, vitriol was like, and I love that a lot of Steph heads stepped in and said, shut the up. This is a beautiful young lady that's excited about having an evening out. And I just think that's the kind of energy we have behind Kamala right now. Right? You know what? It is only going to make her stronger the more sexist crap they come at her with.
It's so true. It's so true. And what she also embodies is that we don't have to accept their bullying. They're trying to get to us. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to manipulate our emotions and our feelings. They're trying to scare us and make us be quiet and stand down. And you know what? She's not going to do that. You're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And I appreciate, you know, your fans for being so awesome and supportive and getting in there and punching some throats, because that makes me feel really good.
There was basket punching on Twitter.
Yeah. Basket.
Yeah. All right.
I love it.
52 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
My house, your house, Simply Safe.
Yep.
Just saying, when
Boots
I'm on
is
tour.
Safe. Boots is safe.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde are safe. Yep.
Yeah. They're not, you know, really technically in the guard dog category. They're noisy. Yeah, but they might lick someone to death should they
enter
the premises. Okay. Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only security company I trust. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, they can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You'd never get locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing transparent and affordable. Less than $1 a day.
What?
No hidden fees ever. Named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Protect your home this summer. 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Life can be stressful, right? Plus the news cycles, it's overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to those frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive moon-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, bitches, that's right. JoJo from Jurors is here. Are you kidding me? Podcasts, of course there's an F-bomb in it. JoJo from Jurors newsletter on Substack. And just my sister from another mister. You are just a big ball of positive energy and love. And yeah. I'm telling you, doesn't it feel great to have joy back in our politics and to feel hope again?
It's cathartic. It's medicine. It's restorative. It's amazing. Humanity is having a moment. Let's go.
We are. Love you, my sister. I'll see you next time.
Thanks,
there she
Jojo.
Goes.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.